This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Coming up on the show today.
Doug, don't mean to interrupt you, but Nebraska just scored again.
Hello. Hello.
Uh-oh. Okay, new pitcher for Creighton. Just came in, another one.
Pat Vendetti, maybe you ought to learn how to throw with your foot. There's another hanging curveball. Bam! Although he actually wasn't that bad.
No.
He had a little trouble with his location early in the game last night. Nebraska went 16-7. We're going to talk with Coach Mike Anderson of the Huskers on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, so be listening for that. Also tomorrow on the show, we are scheduled to be joined by Danny Woodhead, who could be drafted, and ESPN has sent out a television crew to follow Woodhead as the draft progresses on Sunday. They may even talk to him live if he gets picked. He is the Division II two-time defending Harlan Hill Trophy winner. That's the best player in Division II 2 years in a row. This is a kid that, you know, and we'll get into this, but a lot of people are comparing him to Ray Rice and saying, you know, if Danny Woodhead was playing Division I, although kind of a stupid quote here from his agent, but we'll talk about that. His agent points out, and his agent is Chris Gittings, says it's frustrating that other small running backs are considered NFL draft prospects, but that his client is on the fringe. Agent points out that Rutgers' Ray Rice, 5'8", 199, ran a 4.42 in the 40 and had a vertical of 31.5. That's short of Woodhead numbers at his pro day in Lincoln last month, where he ran what?
4.33.
Danny Woodhead is fast baby. Other small backs considered draft prospects, Michigan's Mike Hart, Georgia's Thomas Brown, Cal's Justin Forsett, and Houston's Anthony Aldridge. Those running backs competed against the big football schools, of course, while Woodhead was at Division II. Woodhead's agent says it's questionable whether top prospect Darren McFadden of Arkansas could have matched the numbers Woodhead put up if he played in the RMAC.
Ha ha! Take that!
Wait a minute, quit snorting. Wait a minute, what's going on? But anyway, he's got a point. Woodhead's got some numbers there that should definitely have him drafted. It just, you don't know. And we'll ask Danny whether he wants to be drafted from the sole point of saying you were drafted, or so many of these Division II guys, we've talked with Richie Ross, we've talked with some UNK kids. You know, Tyler McNeigh has a chance to go somewhere. He's going to be a free agent, it would look like, somewhere. But if you go at the free agent route, maybe you find a team that you're better suited to go. You kind of pick where you go. You go maybe where you fit in a little bit better than just somebody picking you and saying, well, maybe this is an athlete that we see if he's any good.
That's exactly right. You got four teams that are interested in you. You look at that depth chart and say, hey, I think I got a better shot here or there. Whereas if you're drafted, you have no choice. That team, you know, towards the seventh round, the free agent money and the seventh round money is not that much different when it boils down to it. That team drafts you, you're going there to battle on that depth chart. That's the only depth chart you have to try and make that squad.
We'll talk more about the NFL draft coming up as well, but that's coming up tomorrow. Today, Steve Smith, head baseball coach at Baylor, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. The Huskers go down there. Baylor's been struggling. They were swept last week. They had lost five in a row before beating Texas State last night, 25-13. So a good softball win for them. Also, speaking of softball, we will give you a South Dakota softball update. Another big doubleheader for them in Vermilion today. We'll let you know who they're playing. And Derek's even been working on some South Dakota stuff for us. It's like a surprise. Also, we're expected to be joined towards the end of the show today by Dick Beechner, UNK men's golf coach, who's been busy with the golf team, and now they're back, and he should have some hopefully exciting news. He's on a conference call right now that should be determining whether the Lopers are headed on to postseason play, which they should be, but you never know. He is expected to join us, and of course we've wanted to catch up with him to talk about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. Earlier this month, the induction class was released, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well, scheduled in the latter portion of today's show once that conference call is over. You can give us a call anytime, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Even the folks from Sutherland know how to spell A-N-D, so they got that right. And don't forget to vote on our Prairie Hills Poll in One question, Daddy's favorite subject year-round, Husker football. How many games will Nebraska win this season? And right now, 8-9 is just dominating. It's got 75% of the vote, but none of our listeners have voted for 10 or 11 wins yet, Daddy. So they're optimistic.
Seems to be some realistic.
Even the psychos haven't voted for 10 or 11 yet.
Yeah, boy, if you're going to go out on a limb and say 10 or 11, that would be one of those magical seasons. I don't think anybody really expects that. And it's nice to know you don't just have people screwing around. They're actually voting their feelings and their logical. I think some logical conclusions being made.
Logic, Husker fans, logic. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on a Prairie Hills poll and one question. So go ahead and do that today. Again, NFL draft coming up. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Tom and Carney says, how can you say this is a bad year for quarterbacks in the NFL draft? We brought this up yesterday. What about Sam Keller? I'm pretty sure that last year at this time you were saying Keller was a surefire first-round pick. Tom and Carney. Tom is exactly right. Everybody, and you included, and you made that faux pas Tuesday, you say, well, maybe if Joe Gans would have got to play more. Well, who was going to play Joe Gans? Everybody wanted Sam Keller. Everybody. I'll tell you what. Sam Keller, who knows? He could be that permanent backup somewhere. Permanent backup somewhere. I don't know. I think Keller gets picked somewhere.
I think Keller has a chance, but it's probably after the draft in the free agent world as well. You know, maybe this draft, you know what, it's interesting because I was thinking about what you said yesterday about Matt Ryan not being that franchise quarterback, Doug. And I thought back, well, did we see Tom Brady being a franchise quarterback when he was taken in the sixth round? I mean, when you go back over the 10 quarterbacks that are chosen, I think you could see Manning and Manning being franchise quarterbacks just because of their pedigree. But you go back over several of the other ones, Carson Palmer, do we necessarily, Ben Roethlisberger, do we see him being that franchise guy right away? Yes. Right away we did?
I think so. If you get picked in the first 15 picks, you're expected to be a franchise quarterback.
Well, there's been several that have got picked in the first 15 picks. More flops than there have been.
Obviously. I mean, that's the NFL. How many starting quarterbacks can there possibly be out of every draft when you've got Brett Favre and Peyton Mannings and guys that are around for a long, long time?
Well, you know what? You listen down the talent that's available this Saturday early in the rounds. You're looking at Matt Ryan, Brian Brohm. You've got Flacco from Delaware. Chad Henning from Michigan.
Well, and you look at Tom Brady as well. He was in a weird situation in college where it was almost a platoon, kind of a platoon situation. They had two very good quarterbacks while he was there. They both went on to do some very good things. And Brady just, you know, he didn't get the pub. But Joe Montana, third round, Tom Brady, sixth round, that is what's key. I mean, when you get a later round pick, that's where a guy needs to go to a place where they fit in, where their system fits to the quarterback, and it's hard to tell that going right away. But the table was set for Tom Brady to get there, and let's face it, they, you know, get the right coach, right system, right players, money's there. I mean, he fell into a great situation, and he has turned out to be a whale of an NFL quarterback, just like Joe Montana did. It's a lot tougher when you're picked in the first round because you're thrown into the fire, which
Alex Smith. I mean,
well, I believe that's, you know, Troy Aikman. They were 1-15. You know, some of the organization has something to do with that.
Well, wasn't Manning 3-13 his first year?
So yeah.
I mean,
Colts stunk. He turned it around. He was a big reason they turned it around. You know, will Alex Smith and the Niners have that same kind of character to do so? I think they have that opportunity. But you know, you look at, you know, Cleveland's bad. They've always been bad. You know, you look at Cincinnati. You know, they haven't always been bad. Obviously, they made it to a couple of Super Bowls, but they've struggled a little bit. Buffalo hasn't been able to turn things around since, you know, Jim Kelly and that. You know, there's some places that have been bad. You know, it's Drew Brees, Philip Rivers. You know, these guys are projected to be, you know, franchise-type quarterbacks, and they've done pretty good so far.
Yeah, but you've also got the list that Derek just handed me off the top of his head in Ryan Leaf, Akili Smith, and Andre Ware that a lot of people, you know, Cole Brennan, I'll throw him on that list.
Well, how about Akili Smith and Andre Ware? That was in the run-and-shoot day where everybody thought you needed a quarterback to run the run-and-shoot. That's why those guys didn't succeed, in my opinion. Your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Ryan Leaf was just a mental case. And you know what? It's too bad because you know what? I liked watching Ryan Leaf play at Washington State. Washington State was like one of my guilty pleasures. I always like to see how they're doing. Not so much anymore because the connection just isn't there. The coach isn't there. Nebraska played Washington State when Drew Bledsoe was there. The Huskers' closest game when they won their second national championship of the back-to-backs there. And so it was a good team to watch. Leaf followed after Bledsoe. You know, boy, this is a national program. Defense good, offense good. And he was just a mental case. He had the tools. He just was
Well, the
a
arm was
case.
Certainly there.
He was a mental case.
Well, you want to you get into that category, Jeff George.
Mental case.
Absolutely had to stand there on the goal line and throw it to the other goal line off his back foot, but just the old nickel brain with the dollar-and-a-half arm.
You don't know. That's why the draft, you can't just solely rely on the draft. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining, whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop it and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Smith, Baylor Baseball, Dick Buechner to join us. Going to talk about UNK Golf and the Nebraska Sports Hall of Fame, High School Sports Hall of Fame, all that coming up and more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you. This vitamin, that supplement, you hear all the ads, but how do you know what you need? Let the experts at General Nutrition Center in Kearney help. They'll help you find the right product, whether you want to lose weight or increase performance or add muscle. They can help. GNC is proud to introduce their newest and safest guaranteed weight loss formula, Complete 500. Get started today by stopping by GNC in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. GNC. Live well.
College life, all the fun, but usually stretched for cash. Not a problem at Kauffman Stadium. Every Wednesday is Ink Royals College Night. Show your valid high school or college ID, and you can get a $17 Outfield Plaza Royals ticket for just $7. Hang out with friends and make new ones. $7 Ink Royals College Night tickets are available only at Kauffman Stadium. Get out of your parents' house and have a party at ours. Every Wednesday game at the K is Ink Royals College Night.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloudiness, along with some partial sunshine at times during the day today. There also is a slight chance of some showers yet through midday. Otherwise, temperatures climbed around 74 degrees for high, with a south wind of 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll see a chance of more showers and storms develop, low near 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
I mean, didn't it look like Creighton outfielders were standing in the middle of a driving range last night? Looked like Prairie Hills to me. Guys out there practicing, just, you know, hitting a few chips in front of them, hitting a few four irons over their head. Well, you can do the same. Go out to Prairie Hills anytime in the near future. Today, tomorrow, this weekend, prairiehillsgolf.com for more information. Get out and play. It's golf time, folks. And you can check out the membership options and opportunities by going to their website at prairiehillsgolf.com. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee, punch cards, with, without cards. Call anytime for a tee time. And if the weather's not to your liking, you can still hook up with the simulator. They have updated the software just within the last week. They've got new courses. You can practice. They've got it for you there. Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Kirk Curtis and Nick, they are eager to meet you and show you the brand new facilities, clubhouse stocked with refreshments. Come out, talk to the guys, enjoy around, play 9, play 18, walk, drive, inside, outside. It's all there for you. get geared up for golf season because it's go time at Prairie Hills, where the new owners and the new attitude are ready for 2008. PrairieHillsGolf.com. Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Amazingly enough, I just checked the wind. Only about 6, 8, 10 miles an hour out there.
Well, it's beautiful this morning, but if that storm rolls through like they're talking about tonight, raindrops going to be pelting you on the head is what's going to be going on. A couple of other sports notes. Steve Smith Baylor going to be joining us here at the bottom of the hour. UNK, Hastings College, Nebraska softball all in action yesterday. Nebraska wins a pair against North Dakota State. And if you are the first caller at 1-888-455-ESPN and can tell me the nickname of North Dakota State, you win a go-wrap and the little go-wrap meal. It's a little combo meal from Wendy's. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the number. And we'll get you hooked up with a go-wrap combo meal from Wendy's. 1-888-455-ESPN. What is the mascot of North Dakota State? And Wendy's Go Wrap, you can try homestyle chicken, grilled chicken, or spicy chicken, signature chicken breast filet, specially seasoned, lightly breaded, dressed up with crisp lettuce, cheddar cheese, and honey mustard sauce. Check it out today. Enjoy your favorite. We are looking for the North Dakota State mascot.
I think
they know in South Dakota what it is.
I doubt it.
A South Dakota softball update coming up.
I doubt it, but I look forward to that South Dakota State update, as I do every day here.
Anyway, Nebraska won a pair yesterday, 7-0, 1-0. Molly Hill getting a couple of victories. UNK went to Shadron, needed two wins, got one, puts the pressure on this weekend. They probably have to sweep Colorado Springs to have a chance to make the postseason and the RMAC tournament. Both games 3-1 yesterday. They lost the first one, won the second one. Senior Amanda Bell throwing a complete game two-hitter in that second one. Junior outfielder Hannah Lemming belted her fourth dinger of the year yesterday, by the way.
Congratulations, Hannah.
Wanted to throw that out. Our favorite Loper softball player, by the way.
Undoubtedly.
AC's college softball team, by the way, their doubleheaders are Saturday and Sunday. Dryden Park. Hastings College softball team split a doubleheader with Midland Lutheran yesterday. 1-5-4, lost 3-0. They'll wrap up the regular season hosting Nebraska Wesleyan. Friday, we do have a winner.
Yeah, Clint from Harvard knew it. We also had a couple guesses for the Jackrabbits, which was incorrect. The correct answer, bison.
They knew that it was the Tatanka.
I don't know. Bison, buffalo, Tatanka?
Yeah.
Okay, it'd be kind of a slang, maybe?
I think we would have accepted Tatanka.
And staying with softball, it's time now.
I like what you've done here, Derek. I really do.
Our University of South Dakota softball update, coming off a doubleheader sweep of the University of Nebraska at Omaha on Tuesday. The University of South Dakota home again today for a doubleheader against Augustana. Chance to slam a few wins together for the South Dakota Coyotes. By the way, Derek throwing together a little music here from Dances with Wolves, because South Dakota is the land where Dances with Wolves was filmed.
I see Kevin Costner right now.
Building another casino.
good luck this afternoon, ladies. We wish the best of luck. Hopefully nobody will roll that ankle slide into second base.
I'm wearing a feather on my head. Oh, damn, I just got smacked over the back of the head with the butt of a gun. South Dakota, Augustana today. The land where Dances with Wolves was filmed. By the way, congratulations to the UNK baseball team members that made the RMAC All-Academic Squad. Blake Cover, first team.
Woohoo!
Right here from Kearney, Kearney Catholic grad. Griff Watson. Our favorite 5-2 catcher in all the land. Trey Howell and Tyler Keeble making the second team. UNK's Cammy Hine, a first-team All-RMAC women's golf member as well. Also announced yesterday, Daddy, the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star basketball and softball rosters are out.
Super. Good to hear that. I thought we were going a different direction there, with I know something that you're a little bit fired up about.
One of our favorite folks, Dave Marachik of Minden, has been named as one of the head coaches for the boys' all-star game, and he'll actually get to have Jesse Carr on his team this time. So no local kids on that. Kendall Bednar of St. Francis is on that team, a name that's familiar with folks coming to this area. On the red side, Fred Cluck from Brooding Davenport's the coach. Jens Scholl of Deschler, Jory Crouch of Grand Island Senior High will be playing basketball. For the girls, Rick Cremosta of Minden, also selected to coach. Leah Ann Jamison will be on that squad. Cheryl Braithwaite of Arapahoe. Alicia Statler of Central Catholic. On the red side, Bill Rice of Pius is the coach. Ashley Arp of Kearney High. Eva Benson of Overton. Tessa Kreitzer of Holdridge will all be playing on that squad. So will Katie Burkle of Lincoln Southeast, by the way. Softball, Mike Witt of Northwest will be the head coach of the Red. Michaela Klein of Northwest and Melanie Patrick of Hastings will be playing in that. Those games end of July, first of August, when they have the Coaches Association Clinic. The All-Star games are down there. Volleyball was announced earlier, at the end of the fall season, right around December, those came out.
Doug, I think there's something, and we may need more of a segment for you to get on a roll, or do you want to get right into it? Because yesterday afternoon,
Steve Smith joins us with Baylor baseball. One other high school thing I want to talk about.
You called me yesterday, and we had a good chuckle about this, and kind of several frustrating sighs, and just makes absolutely no sense. But yesterday, the soccer pairings were announced for B and C.
Yeah, A and B. District soccer, because that's all they have. A and B. District soccer out. All right. A7, that's going to be going on with Columbus boys playing Grand Island. Kearney boys actually are the 2 seed behind Columbus. Weird wild card. But they'll play North Platte Monday at 6 o'clock for the girls. Kearney will play Columbus, and Grand Island will play North Platte. But, and this is our great state, just the way the geography is, the B6 district. These are the teams in the B6 district, boys and girls.
People, if you're standing, you may want to sit down because it's just absolutely astonishing.
I'll just start. I got the girls one here on top. Kearney Catholic's the top seed. Gehring the second seed. Scottsbluff the third seed. Holdridge the fourth seed. Lexington the fifth seed. They're going to play in Scottsbluff. Their district also begins on Monday. Now, let me throw this out to you if this transpires. It's at Scottsbluff. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. There's a 4-5 game, so the bunny bracket game has to be played. Holdridge is playing in those bunny bracket games against the Lexington girls and the Kearney Catholic boys. And it looks like Holdridge is a prohibitive favorite. They're 8-5 to move on, and they would face Kearney Catholic girls on Tuesday at 3:30 Central Time in the afternoon in Scottsbluff. I think gas is still $3.50. I want to thank Jim Angeli, Jennifer Schwartz, the folks at the NSAA. I just posed that. I said, I'm just looking for your position on this. Why would you drive to Scotts Bluff if you're Holdridge, Lexington, Kearney Catholic playing each other? Because it just happens to work out that Gehring is playing Scotts Bluff on one side. Now Lexington's screwed on the boys' side. They're going to have to go out there and play because they're playing Gehring. And Scotts Bluff on the boys' side as well in that second round. I understand that. That's fine. But on Monday, why would Holdridge and Kearney Catholic, 35 miles apart, travel 4.5 to 5 hours to play a soccer game? And let's face it, it's a bunny bracket game. Why would you do that? Of all the things that we hear about, budgets for schools, gas is 3.5, fans in the middle of the afternoon on a Monday or a Tuesday, they can't. Come on. And for Holdridge, let's face it, that's a stay overnight thing. I mean, you got to. You got to.
The game on Monday is at 4 o'clock?
The game on Monday would be at 4, and then you'd have to be there for a 3:30 kickoff Central Time. So basically, I mean, if you're talking, I mean, by the time you drive out there, you're leaving at 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning anyway, if you're pushing it. They did say that the B6 is looking into this to where these teams may not have to travel, which shocks and astonishes me because it would actually be the NSAA and the allowing something like this to happen. And they do a good job at state, but they just never change the rules. I mean, that's the way it is. But they are actually looking into this. I put a call in to Athletic Director Scott Schoenemann at Holdridge. I have not heard back from him yet about this situation. But they might actually be moving this.
That would be something. And, Doug, you brought up a great point, I thought, yesterday. If it is about if you're putting in a bid to host something and putting on the tournament and getting part of the financial aspects of the people coming to your town to meet, send them half of the gate. Because the gate's going to be much, much bigger having it here than it ever would for those fans to travel out there.
And I totally understand Scottsbluff and Gehring have to travel all over the world. I'm just talking about unnecessary travel. Scottsbluff people aren't going to go watch Holdridge play Kearney Catholic Monday. They're not going to do it. So send Scottsbluff half the gate if that's what it's like. Everybody would have to be happy. I'm trying to think of a way that would not make everybody happy. And I like making people happy. I'm just, yesterday we hadn't heard from the NSA, and we got that back, and that would just be, well, it would flabbergast me. In 25 years of covering high school sports, I don't think anything like this has ever happened, where something that
would actually make sense for everybody.
Common sense would stand through. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Baylor baseball coach Steve Smith will join us when we come back. Dick Buechner will join us in the last segment as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Aaron's delivers the most for the least. Aaron's delivers quality with top name brand furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Brands like Philips, Dell, and Frigidaire. Aaron's delivers trust by never checking your credit because everybody's pre-approved. Aaron's delivers value. Our sale price and our 12, 18, or 24-month lease prices are the lowest anywhere, guaranteed. And Aaron's delivers all this the same day. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
I'm not a mechanic. I am a music conductor. I arrange symphonies, not timing belts. But I know my certified pre-owned Acura TL is in perfect harmony. Just like I know its sound system is so incredible, it's hard not to pick up my baton.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original service date. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The 8th-ranked Nebraska baseball team will hit the road this weekend for a Big 12 series against the Baylor Bears. First pitch Friday and Saturday night is set for 6:30 and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 1 o'clock. The Huskers return home next Tuesday and Wednesday to face Western Illinois. The UNK baseball team has a chance to take over first place in the Plains Division of the RMAC when they host leader Regis this weekend at Memorial Field. Game one Friday at 6, a doubleheader Saturday starting at 1, and a single game Sunday at 12 noon. The Hastings College baseball team wraps up their regular season this weekend, hosting Doan on Friday and traveling to Concordia on Saturday. In softball, UNK wraps up the regular season at home against Colorado Springs, doubleheader Saturday at noon and Sunday at 11. Hastings College softball team wraps up the regular season by hosting Nebraska Wesleyan Friday starting at 5, and the Nebraska softball team will host nationally ranked Texas A&M Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloudiness along with some partial sunshine at times during the day today. There also is a slight chance of some showers yet through midday. Otherwise, temperatures climbed around 74 degrees for high with a south wind of 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll see a chance of more showers and storms develop, low near 43. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I spend my money lay low and chill. Don't need to work.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug, coming up on lunch, we want you to go to one place only this lunchtime, whether you're in Kearney, whether you're in Grand Island. The Chicken Coop is where it's at. They've got great burgers, whether it be the mushroom burger, the patty melt, totally Jack burger, or the bacon burger. You can start your meal off right. Appetizers like balls of cheese, cheese pleasers, garlic shrimp,
pickles,
onion rings, or breaded cauliflower.
They
They've got it all.
Pickles in South Dakota?
I doubt it.
Okay, I was just checking.
I doubt it. You catch all your favorite sports on TV.
Tatanka wings.
Got a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every night. There's noon specials as well.
There's so much baseball on, you can't watch it on one TV.
Plus,
golf's on today. Trevor Immelman throwing up, he's what? 5-6 over through 8. Good job.
Maybe you're
on his green jacket.
Having a bad spring and you've already decided to start betting on baseball. Games aren't going your way. You've got Buck Hunter to get that
Buck
frustration.
Buck Hunter. Bowling, I think. They got one of those games in there with multi. It's got Dig Dug on it.
Golf. They got the golf game.
Keno. They got Keno. And of course, that's at Kearney. They have just as many fine, exciting games and things going on in Grand Island.
Doesn't matter.
Dean
Kearney
said so.
Grand Island. Go see Colin in Kearney. Dean in Grand Island. Check it out today. The Chicken Coop is where it's at.
Coming up, we're expecting Steve Smith, the head baseball coach at Baylor, to join us momentarily. Again, tomorrow, Danny Woodhead, Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson on the show. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. More high quarterback draft pick busts. This is from Jeff and Carney. David Klingler, Cade McNown, Todd Marinovich, Browning Nagel. That's not nice. Come on. Browning Nick, come on. There are many more. I think I would rather draft a quarterback towards the late first round or better yet into the second or later rounds. Brett Favre was a second rounder, and we all know Brady was a sixth rounder. Quarterback would have to be the hardest position for scouts to evaluate. Hey, Cowboy fans, congratulations on the trade for Pac-Man Jones. He should fit in well with Tank Johnson, T.O., and pretty boy Tony Romo. Can Chad Johnson be far behind? Need a running back to compliment Barber? I know one who is very well rested and probably has enough left in his tank to spell Barber now and then. He would be a perfect fit for the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, you best give the juice a call soon and get him on the board. Hey, he could continue his search for the real killer who just might be on the Cowboys. Who knows? Jeff the Framer. I can't believe there's no Ray Caruth reference, Jeff. Nice. Jeff and Carney.
And that's an interesting deal. Pac-Man Jones leaving $7.5 million on the table.
And still has not been reinstated. But you know what? This wouldn't be going on if he wasn't getting reinstated. Jerry Jones, he knows things. So smart.
Unprecedented trade. Nobody has ever been not in state or not, I guess, eligible to play in the NFL. Has never been.
In fact, I heard Jerry Jones and one of the people at the strip club have the same plastic surgeon. So, you know. Evidently, that's the connection. That's the connection. Yeah, because, you know, there's no strip clubs in Dallas.
Oh, my God.
Or script clubs, as Pac-Man would say.
Yeah, Pac-Man. Oh, yeah. Grab that umbrella and make it rain. Now the guy that Pac-Man, they've just arrested, was Pac-Man supposedly gave him $15,000 in hush money?
Well, they just swept the stage. That's all they did. They swept the stage and, hey, keep what you can get there, bro. Keep what you get. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Dan Popper inbox.
Oh, Dave sends us Big Daddy Grow with Dinah Grow and Big Red number one in the Big 12. Matt Ryan is overrated.
He's picking Big Red number one, huh? Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come.
Well,
no chance. Missouri's been featured a lot here the last couple days on ESPN, by the way. Chase Daniel, who I said was the preseason offensive player of the year last year, and everybody was laughing at me. Well, I think that's why they were laughing at me.
And is there anybody else in your mind that will get votes? I mean, there's always people who are going to get votes, but Colt McCoy, Graham Harrell, Chase Daniel, are those the three front runners for that honor?
What, not Joe Gans? What, not Joe Gans? How can that be? Don't Joe Gans?
Unbelievable.
I can't be Joe Gans. We gotta vote Joe Gans. He's the greatest ever. Let's do it. Hey, Joe Gans.
Cody Hawkins?
Yeah. Okay. Ted Kemp says he's becoming a local celebrity daddy, sinking an amazing $1.67 million in his golf game Monday. He's 36. Back-to-back holes in one at the par 3 Muscatine Muni Golf Course in Muscatine, Iowa. Used a pitching wedge to sink his tee shot on the third hole from 130 yards out, then grabbed an 8-iron and nailed a hole-in-one from 182 on the 8th. Shot 78.
Oh, 182 with an 8-iron.
You know, maybe downhill.
That's
downwind.
Pretty long. That's pretty long.
Or he scalded it.
John Daly? John Daly
got,
out there?
He got 6 foot off the ground, hopped four times.
Said he's had 3 holes-in-1 in the past 8 months. Called Monday's game 97% luck. No, 100! Said he could get the field of butterflies as the second shot hit the hole. According to a study by Golf Digest, the odds of the same player getting 2 holes-in-1 in the same round, 67 million to one.
Oh, you better go buy some Powerball.
Kemp finished another round on Tuesday. Didn't say what his score was.
78 with 2 holes-in-1.
The wind picked up a little bit that
doesn't
day.
Doesn't have his handicap listed, probably.
No. Evidently not. Back to the Big 12. Nebraska's looking better in basketball day. Kansas guard Mario Chalmers declared for the NBA draft, but did not hire an agent. Might come back. Texas, DJ Augustine.
Gone.
Abram, gone. Augustine, definitely gone. He knows where he's going. Here's one of the most interesting things I came across in the last 24 hours that I haven't heard anything about, maybe missed it, but nationally. Okay, Arizona, weird little basketball school. Lute Olson gone for a long time, or last year, because of personal issues. So Kevin O'Neill, Marquette, by the way, I believe it was, came over, took over. Arizona assistant basketball coach Kevin O'Neill has been reassigned to duties within the athletic department. O'Neill, hired last spring, took over as interim coach when Lute Olson took a personal leave of absence. After Olson returned in March, he announced that O'Neill would no longer be a part of his staff. and Arizona made the NCAA tournament.
Get out of my way. I don't understand.
It sounds like Kevin O'Neill and Isaiah Thomas could go, you know, hang out together for a while. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, you think
that weird?
You think you'd ask him to sit next to you? How old is Lute Olson?
He's 73, I think. Evidently, 70? He wants to hang around until he's about 80 years old. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We are pleased to be joined now on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head men's golf coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Also joining us to talk about the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, Dick Buechner joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You got to be careful how you talk about these old guys.
It was,
you
know, amazing.
Some of our hair's not as white as Lute.
I know, we were talking about Lute Olson, then all of a sudden I get the key that you're waiting for. So I go, there's no way to transition. Tell me you got some good news for us, Dick.
I don't really know.
Nothing yet?
But I think that we have an opportunity as a golf team to move on, and if we do, it's a real credit to these guys that have kind of brought their golf team around the last couple of weeks. So we were really pleased the way that we played out in Colorado, and conditions were really tough on Monday, but I think that any of you that play golf realize if you have one good low score, then you got a chance for a good team score. And Andy Bednar shooting 66 the last day really helped our team, but Alex Farrell shot 72 and Preston Foster shot 73, and Devin Kessler from up your way, the Chandeliers, shot 76, and Max Haydenfeld shot 79. So we had the low score that day, and we got third in that tournament, and basically head-to-head competition between the fall and the spring helps determine who moves on to the Super Regional. Hopefully the committee will see that we're deserving and move on.
Dick, I know in talking to you away from the show a little bit early in the year, you were just looking for some consistency out of these guys. You know, they could shoot 68, but they could come back and shoot an 80 as well. You finally got that the last couple weeks.
We got that in the last round. You know, the amazing thing about golf is you guys watched, the PGA Tour, and for the caliber of those people, they'll have anywhere from 7 to 10 different, strokes per round, and I guess it's the nature of the beast, but it's hard for me to understand. And same golf course, same, basically same conditions, and people shoot so much different.
Dick Buechner is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking a little UNK golf, and then we're going to talk high school Hall of Fame. But before we move on here, they're trying to get to the Northwest West Super Regional, which would be held the first week in May out in California, which wouldn't be bad. Broken Bow, Kearney, Ord, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You have to have some kids from this area that can hit the ball. Is boys golf or men's golf in the state, is it getting a little bit better?
Well, I think it depends upon the year. Of course, there's two great players over at Gibbon and good player at Wood River. I just think there's more good players at every level, whether it be the PGA or whether it be the it's not the Nike Tour anymore, is it? What's the name of it?
But the Nationwide.
Nationwide Tour, and then all the other tours in Arizona and California, there's lots of good players, and a couple of our former players think that they're good enough to try some of those tours, and it's just difficult. Well, then you go to the college ranks, whether it be Division I or Division II, and there are so many good players out there. And then you go to the high school. I think there are more good players in high school than probably there's ever been, and I think part of the thing is a trickle-down effect. That's why we have so many different winners on the PGA Tour and the collegiate. If you win a tournament, you're somebody. And in high school, I think there's only a couple of people in the history of high school golf that have won more than two or three state championships, and it's just hard to repeat. And we find that true every week. The player that won the tournament at Durango last week, Luke Tanner, shot 66 his first round out there and was low. He shot 212, and he comes over to Parker this week and he shoots 83 the first day and then 75-74. So it's hard to predict what people are going to do from one day to another, but I'd have to agree with Daddy there. If we can count on somewhere between 70 and 75 of all of our players and then one player go low like Andy did last week, we've got a chance for a good score. 287 is as good as we've played since last year, and we played on the same golf course three or four different players than played last year, and I don't know what it is, but I think we ought to go back every week and play there.
Dick, obviously, because you don't have enough going on, we don't have you on just to talk about golf because you are very involved with the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, and they've released the inductees, Kurt Lauer from the area. Of course, Corey Schlesinger kind of heads up the list as far as, you know, everybody knows Corey. I think people in Central Nebraska remember Kurt and all the great things he did.
Well, the hardest thing about this, and Randy Cordes does a wonderful job of chairing the committee of our selection, and Pat Salerno and Roger Berry from up at Schuyler are our induction chairs. But you guys aren't old enough to remember some of these people that are going in, and that's the hardest thing. Fame is fleeting. But I happen to see Kurt Lauer play from Gibbon, and he was, I think, 6'7 or 6'8 at the time, and did an outstanding job for Gibbon. And maybe he was passed over for a number of years, but he's certainly a deserving person to go in. And have you read some about him, Doug and Daddy?
Yeah, I mean, he's really had some battles on and during and afterwards.
Right, and he's certainly worthy, and it was the main reason why Gibbon was good in those days, and he had a good person here, Skeen, who was the point guard that probably helped him, but they had an outstanding team a number of years ago. Then you mentioned Corey Schlesinger, and everybody can remember him. He played here on Foster Field for Columbus High, and then he was a great wrestler, too, and I just kind of questioned whether or not he was that good to move on. Well, he goes to Nebraska and was a great fullback there and then played for the Detroit Lions for a number of years, and our people are not chosen based upon what they do after high school, but he certainly has all the credentials of an outstanding high school player, college player, and professional player. So I believe this was the first year that he was eligible. You have to be out of high school 15 years in order to be eligible for the Hall of Fame.
And we had a few of those that came out. Terry Steer is one of them. Nikki Stricker is one of them. Also Aurora. This isn't a 15-year deal, but Tom Haas coming out of Aurora, State Athlete of the Year back in 1987. We're talking with Dick Beechner from the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. A lot of folks kind of know about Tom Haas. He was, I guess, the next big thing after Tom Kropp, who's going into the National High School Sports Hall of Fame. But Tom Haas, another guy from the area that many people may recognize.
He was an Athlete of the Year as well, I think, in maybe both newspapers, as was Dave Lebsack, who was an outstanding quarterback for Lincoln Northeast and was an outstanding basketball player. And Art Bauer was his high school coach, and Art Bauer believed in making a quarterback a linebacker, and Dave played both quarterback and linebacker for Northeast in some of their glory days. Rush Schneider, still alive, an outstanding professional baseball player, is from Nelson High School and has helped volunteer coach down there the last few years. And a name that a lot of people don't recall, but when I was out at Hiram Scott, I went down and tried to recruit Larry Vlasheen from Madrid. He was one of the most outstanding football players, especially in a six-man category for many, many years, and coached and actually went into pro baseball and then came back and went to Chadron State and was an outstanding athlete there.
Well, Dick, we're going to talk a lot more about this in the coming months, and of course when the induction ceremonies roll around at the end of September. We sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and hopefully you guys will be headed out to California to play a little golf next month as well.
That'd be wonderful, and we always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys.
Thanks, Dick.
You bet.
Dick Beechner from the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame, also the head golf coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We're going to keep things rolling along here on the Doug and Daddy Show as Nebraska is getting ready for baseball coming up this weekend. They're going to be headed to Baylor to take on the Bears. Baylor's bats were going last night just like the Huskers were, but they're looking to get some Big 12 wins. And Baylor head coach Steve Smith joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show in his 14th year with the Bears. And, Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
Glad to have you on. I'm sure last night was nice to see the bats get going again after kind of a rough weekend that you guys just had with a couple of games that I know you had hoped to get in the win column and maybe get things pointed in the right direction for the second half of this Big 12 schedule.
Yeah, this has been a challenging run so far. I mean, we are, there were a lot of expectations on our team. I had a lot of expectations, and I put a lot on them. And It might have been a bit much. You know, we're still very young. We're basically a bunch of sophomores. I think we all got pretty excited after last year, the way we finished being so young as freshmen a year ago, that we went into this year maybe with a little too high expectations, and it hadn't materialized to this point. The talent is very good, but we've had trouble competing at times when we really needed to. And experience is an oft overused word by coaches, but you know, I can just tell you on behalf of those coaches that use it a lot, it's pretty darn important. And that's where we're a little short right now. But we're, you know, last night's ball game for our friends up north in Nebraska was down at San Marcos, Texas. About like playing at the old Iowa State ballpark with the wind blowing out at about 30 miles an hour constant. And so it was, I would hate to have to coach in that park, you know, for my home park. That was a nightmare to pitch in. We put 25 runs on the board last night, which was a Baylor record for runs on the road. But we gave up, 4 or 5 home runs. We gave up, they might have got 20 hits. It was awful. I mean, it was a nightmare, but we wound up winning it by 12, but, you know, it wasn't anything like baseball that we'll see this weekend. I know that.
Steve Smith, Baylor Bears head coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, if there's one aspect of your game that's gonna point you guys up to the top 3 or 4 in this conference, what is going to change entering the last 3 or 4 series of this year in the Big 12?
Offensive consistency. We pitch it well enough with a couple of exceptions. You know, we pitched it fairly well. I mean, our starters you know, they've got good ammunition. We've got good guys to go to in the bullpen. We don't have any one guy that you would just say he's the closer. But I'll be honest with you, I don't know if anybody in college baseball has that. There are no automatics in college baseball. You don't play enough games, and they're still kids, and they're amateurs, and there's no automatics. But our 3 starters will be very good, and we've got some guys in the pen we can go to. Our thing has been offense. I don't know what we're hitting right now in the league. It's just one of those seasons where I don't ask for the stats. Keep sending them to me, but I ain't looking at them.
Coach, you guys look like you got a little power compared to Nebraska. I mean, Mitch Abeda is hitting the home runs for Nebraska, but you got 4 or 5 guys that don't have a problem leaving the yard, led by Aaron Miller.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of tools. I mean, we're tools galore. We're a professional scout's dream. I mean, you come watch us, and you got some guys to pay attention to and to grade out. But we've got to make the transition from the driving range to the course. And that's kind of where I look at it. I mean, you come watch us on the driving range, and we can drive it, we can chip it, we can putt it. But we got to play, and we got to play the course. And when somebody's standing out there trying to get you out, you got to be able to be competitive. And that's the experience part, you know. And I do think our league, and I know Nebraska's leading our league pitching, so that really excites me. The league is really good pitching this year. I mean, I've seen some really, really good arms in our league and guys that can pitch. And therefore, you better know how to do something at the plate. You better be able to make adjustments. Hitting is just about that. It's about making adjustments. And it takes some experience. It takes some confidence, to do it. You have to have done it before, and known you can do it. And again, this is a team. I wish we had a couple of seniors. I think that really is the difference between this team this year and last year. I mean, last year we're freshmen with 3 seniors and this year we're sophomores with two juniors.
Coach, I guess when you're talking about that relatively young team, how difficult was it on Sunday night and Monday to put that behind you and know you had to look ahead?
Well, I'll say this. Players are far more resilient than coaches. You know, players will put it behind them. They really will. Coaches, I don't think any of us ever put it behind us. I don't care if it's my worst enemy in the world. I don't like to see anybody blow a 6-run lead in the ninth inning. It stays with you forever. I mean, it went on a short list, and it's one that I'll carry with me, you know. Because I'd say this, and I'll say this tongue in cheek because I don't want emails about this. The players are more resilient than coaches, and my theory on that is that players have girlfriends and coaches have wives. That was tongue-in-cheek. I don't have to email. I guess I'm not speaking already.
Baylor baseball coach Steve Smith joining us just about out of time. But before we get out of here, Steve, Oklahoma State did find a way to get to some Nebraska pitching last week. Kansas found a way to get to Nebraska pitching a little bit last week. Oklahoma State found a little way to get to the pitching. Do you look at that, or is that totally – I mean, do you scout what they did, or is that something that you don't even concern yourself with?
No, I look at it, and I really appreciate you telling me that. That's going to make this match feel a little better for me here. You know, again, I don't spend as much time focusing on the other team as I do ours. Now, we will have some idea in terms of the opposing pitching, you know, what kind of ammunition and what kind of guy we're going to face going into this, and that's the kind of stuff that we will talk about, and we will have some type of a plan, some type of approach. But the game really is about the game. You know, to use that golf analogy again, you really do play the course and not the opponent. And that's what our focus needs to be. We've got to do a good job of playing the course.
Well, Baylor Bears head coach Steve Smith joins us in Nebraska set for a weekend series. Coach, before we get out of here, I want to tell the fans a one scoring update from last night. Texas San Antonio 7, Texas 1. I know that doesn't break your heart, and it certainly doesn't break our hearts either.
It breaks mine. I want the Big 12 to win every one of those games. I'm dead serious. I mean, that's baseball, though. And fans need to understand that. That is baseball. This ain't football, basketball. There are no upsets, you know. It's a game of chance. I don't know how that one happened last night. We lost to Texas San Antonio earlier this year here at home. And it was the first time in my 14 years to lose to UT San Antonio. That's incredible. I mean, that just doesn't happen. And I know Nebraska's, you know, Nebraska's thinking about this hex. You know, they come down here and they haven't won but one time since, you know, Moses. And you know, I can do the same thing when we go to Lubbock. But it's baseball, and there are no upsets. You can throw the poles out the window. They don't make anything or nothing. And, you know, the game will get, you know, might get decided by a bad hop. You know, you just don't know.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate catching up with you. We're looking forward to some good baseball in Nebraska at Baylor this weekend, and keep up the good work with the Bears down there. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you, and I love my wife, and that's why I am so resilient.
Coach, take care. Sure appreciate it.
You bet.
Steve Smith, head baseball coach at Baylor, where hopefully the wind doesn't blow so bad. They've got some poppers, but as we said, they also strike out quite a bit as well. But you'll never strike out when your landscaping is done by Curbit Incorporated. That's right. Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Flower beds, tree edging, pathways and walkways, playgrounds and sandboxes. Border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Set your appointment with Matt and the gang today. They want your home, apartment complex, business, whatever it is, they want it to look the very best that it can be, and it will, when Matt and the guys from Curbit take care of business. 237-4805, or you can go to curbit.net. Back with more and wrapping things up after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
Make sure you're headed in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal. Let Cunningham's Journal be your home away from home. With great specials, it'll be hard to find a reason to leave. With our high-definition TVs and amazing specials, it might even be better than home. So join your friends and head in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Doug and Danny Show's Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation welcoming our brand new sponsor to the show, the Kearney Golf Center.
Yeah, they offer individual lessons or group instruction. It's not only golf there. They've got batting cages, softball, and baseball as well. So after four games into that little league season, your kid's 0 for 12, and he's crying, and he's saying, Mommy, I'm tired of looking like a dork. Well, take him to Kearney Golf Center, get some balls, let him hit, let him get back on track. They've got a short game area. You can work on your sand, play, and putting. Seasonal memberships. Call for details. The best grass available is in the member section. It's south of UNK along Highway 30. The range faces directly south, which means one thing. It's going to exaggerate your errors. You want to improve your game? You got to know what you're doing wrong, people. We've got 8 target greens. A perfect opportunity for you to head to the Kearney Golf Center. Call today, 234-6543. Another thing they do? You got a tournament this weekend? Gosh, I wish I got those grips redone. Well, they got same-day service.
Kevin Cameron, going to get it done for you. Brand new sponsor, glad to have him on board, the Kearney Golf Center. Want to thank the folks who joined us today on the program, head baseball coach at Baylor, Steve Smith, UNK men's golf coach, and Nebraska High School Hall of Fame sports board director, Dick Beecher, joining us tomorrow. Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson and Danny Woodhead from Shadron State, looking to go into the NFL draft, expected to join us as well tomorrow. Two things as we get out of here. The Cubs keep winning. Career franchise win number 10,000 last night.
Unbelievable. How could the night have been better? The way Nebraska took care of business, the Cubs come back to win. Oh, and the Royals get rained out. It couldn't have been a better night.
We will have the Royals doubleheader for you today on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 4:35, first pitch at 5:10. Just breaking news, Oakland A's have agreed to terms with Frank Thomas. He's going back to the A's after being released by Toronto. And Masters champion Trevor Immelman, playing his first tournament since winning at Augusta at the Byron Nelson Championship, through 13. He is dead last at 8 over par. Give the jacket back. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Danny Show. Thanks, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.